Good morning. We are learning Chayodim Hilchos Brachos Utfila Klal Hey, and we're looking at Simen Chaf Beis. So at the end of Chaf Aleph, we pointed out that one person can be mitzvah to somebody else, even as long as he's mechuyev b'davar. But a chiyev d'rabbanan cannot be mitzvah to a chiyev d'raisa. Then he pointed out, in the case of the individual, the listener cannot do it on his own. It's not worse than we had the idea of a rabbis, which allowed me to be mitzvah to you, even though I was not mechayev at all, because I have a chiyev to make sure that you do your mitzvah. Okay, so that's, but in case where I'm being mitzvah to somebody who's able to do it himself, if I have a chiyev d'rabbanan and he's a chiyev d'raisa, so I cannot, I should not be mitzvah to them. Now, b'davka gadol shubar chiyuva. But this is all talking about that the one who's being moitzi is a gadol. Avakadon afal pishigia lechinuch. The katan, a young man or young woman who's reached the age of chinuch, and a yochel hoitzi legadol filu b'davar shena alamir rabana. We don't say that he's chayv in chinuch, so that's some level of chiyuv upon him. So let him be moitzi the other person. So Ruvain, the katan, can be mitzi Shimon, the gadol, and if it's a drabanon that Shimon has. So, no. For example, in Kriyas HaMegillah, v'halil, let the katan read the Megillah, be mitzi him, let the katan say halil, and be mitzi the gadol and halil. Shim the gadol, in elim echem drabanon, but katan habi trade drabanon. Well, it's much as a chiyuv drabanon for the gadol, to chiyuv drabanon for the katan. So the chinuch is understood to be a chiyuv drabanon. Chomim put responsibility on the katan. So here the gadol has a chiyuv to say halal. That's one drabanon. The person who's a gadol and chayav mitzvah has a chiyuv one drabanon to say. But here the katan who's chayav drabanon is a chiyuv to say halal, which is drabanon. Saying halal on Yom Tov is a mitzvah drabanon. Saying halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. Saying halal on Yom Tov is a mitzvah drabanon. For the cotton, it's two drabbanans. It's a weaker level of chiyuv. It's a chiyuv that the chachamim put on this individual to do the mitzvah drabbanan. So it's two drabbanans. So the cotton, who is chayiv at a level of only further away, only through two drabbanan, through rabbinic inactions, allows him to have this chiyuv. Can I be much to somebody who has one chiyuv? His chiyuv is only one drabbanan, one rabbinic action. So let's say, what about a situation where the katan ate kadei sviya? Katan ate a meal, and he ate kadei sviya, and a gadol ate a kazayas. So the gadol is only chayiv drabanan because he only had a kazayas. The katan is chayiv drabanan to do the mitzvah deraisa of benching when you ate kadei sviya. So they're both, there are the same level of drabanans, both only one drabanan, and therefore a katan in that situation really could be mitzi a gadol in that situation. In the case we're talking about a katan ate only a kazayas, so it's two drabbanans. Even a gadol eats a kazayas, is only chayiv drabbanan. Here he's a katan, which is only chayiv drabbanan. So it's a drabbanan or drabbanan. He cannot be moitzi a gadol who ate the full shear. Excuse me, who ate only a kazayas, and he's only chayiv drabbanan. The katan who's chayiv only through two drabbanans cannot be moitzi the gadol who's chayiv through one drabbanan. So that's what he points out in Chav Gimel, the beginning of Chav Gimel, that the Halal of Megillah, there's no way that the Katan can be Mitzi. Daka Halal of Megillah, she after Shemin and Shea Katan, Chadar Bonnet. Of a Gadol Shalcha Rak Kazayas, Yachal Katan Shalcha Gamkein Rak Kazayas, Litziyoy, Kimon Shim Yachal Katan Kadei Sviya, Liyala Boyle Chadar Bonnet. So the Chayalim takes it a step further, that a Katan who ate a Kazayas, can be Mitzi a Gadol who ate a Kazayas. He's two drabbanans, and the gadol is only one drabbanan. But since he has potential to become only one drabbanan, so we deal with it as if he's only one drabbanan.